Flood Protection Secrets, the podcast to the protection against heavy rain and flooding, by Dr. Flood, Andreas Klippa.
Yeah, nice to have you here. Hello and welcome to another episode of Flood Protection Secrets. My name is Andreas Klippa and I want to talk about what most people do after the first flood and why it is still wrong. That's the topic. And the subtitle is Why Reacting After Damage Often Leads to the Next Mistake. Yeah, it's a serious topic today. In the last episode, we spoke about the first flood and why it is always too late. Today, I want to continue exactly from that moment because something very interesting happens right after the first flood. People finally take action, but very often they take the wrong action. Let me explain what I mean. After a flood, emotions are high. There's stress, pressure, and urgency. Huh? The damage is visible, the costs are real, and the desire to fix a problem quickly becomes very strong. And this is exactly the moment where many wrong decisions are made. Companies start looking for immediate solutions. Something is asked to find something quickly. Someone is asked to find something quickly. That is what the manager normally gives to the team members. Hey, find me a supplier for flood barriers. And what is this guy doing? He is starting the computer, goes to Google, and then tries to find a supplier for some barriers. Suppliers are contacted, products are compared, prices are negotiated, and very often the decision is made under time pressure. But here is a problem. The situation has changed, but that approach has not. Instead of starting with understanding, people jump directly to solutions. Instead of analyzing the real risk, they focus on visible damage. Instead of asking, what is the real problem? They ask, what can we install quickly? And this leads directly to the second mistake. Let me give you a typical example. A building was flooded through multiple entry points. But the focus after the flood is only on the most visible one, usually the main entrance. So protection is installed there. Everything looks secure. Everything feels better. But when the next heavy rain comes, water simply finds another way. Through the side, from the back, or through technical openings. And the building is flooded again. This is one of the most frustrating situations because now the investment has already been made, but the problem is not solved. And the conclusion is often wrong. People say flood protection does not work, but in reality, the problem is not the technology, the problem is the approach. The same applies to homeowners. After a flood, quick solutions are purchased. Temporary barriers, plastic barriers sometimes, my gosh. Please don't do that. I really can tell you that will not protect water of getting into your building. Improvised systems, something that promises fast protection. But without understanding where the real risk is, these solutions often fail when they are needed most. And this brings us to the key insight of today's episode. Acting fast is not the same as acting right. Speed does not replace structure and urgency does not replace engineering. What should happen instead? That's a question. After a flood, the most important step is not to install something. It is to understand what really happened. Where did the water enter? Why did it enter? How did it move through the building? What was a real weak point? Only when these questions are answered does it make sense to move forward. And this is exactly where an engineering assessment becomes critical, because it transforms a chaotic situation into structured understanding. It turns experience into knowledge and knowledge into correct decisions. That's my golden nugget already, what I want to share with you. Acting fast solves the feeling of urgency. Acting correctly solves the problem. Acting fast solves the feeling of urgency. Acting correctly solves the problem. That's it. Very easy at the end of the day. So it was a short one, but I think an episode that is really important to take the right decision that your building and your investment and your people inside your premises are protected from the danger of heavy rain and flooding. Yeah, here's my question for you. If you had a flood yesterday, what would you do today? Would you act fast or would you act right? Because one gives you the feeling of control and the other gives you real protection. Do not forget, you're only one flood barrier away. Stay safe and flood free.
Flood Protection Secrets, the podcast to the protection against heavy rain and flooding, by Dr. Flood, Andreas Klippa.